A very warm welcome to everyone joining this service, whether you're here with us in Ipswich or watching from further afield. I'm Michael, the Church Secretary. Ian, our minister, is on holiday for the next two Sundays. So we're very pleased to welcome as our preacher this morning, Carol Richardson from Bury St Edmunds. Carol's a long-time friend of this church. I want to say one more thing for members of the Stoke Green congregation. You should have received an email or letter from us this week about the current state of play on reopening the church. If you haven't had a letter, please let me know and I'll make sure you have one. Now I'll hand over to our worship team to lead us through the service.
Thank you, Michael. This week with Carol, we are looking up in lockdown, fixing our thoughts and our eyes on Jesus. Isaiah 51 includes these verses. Listen to me, my people. Hear me, my nation. Instruction will go out from me. My justice will become a light to the nations. My righteousness draws near speedily. My salvation is on the way, and my arm will bring justice to the nations. The islands will look to me and wait in hope for my arm. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. Look at the earth beneath. The heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants die like flies. But my salvation will last forever. My righteousness will never fail. The words of our first song state clearly and strongly why we're here this morning. We're gathered together because our God saves, and there is hope in his name.
Oh, God.
Jesus, we ask this morning that you would open the eyes of our hearts, that we might see you shining in the light of your glory, that we might hear your voice directly speaking to us, and that we might feel the strength of your arms, whether they be dancing with us, working alongside us, comforting us, or carrying us, that we might have the absolute assurance that you are with us. Give us the courage to open ourselves up to you now, that your Holy Spirit might saturate our souls this morning as we rest in your presence.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Good morning, Stoke Green. It's fantastic to be with you all the way here from Bury St Edmunds, and Southgate Church want to bring their greetings to you. I've actually preached at 5 different churches during lockdown, and I'm sure all of them across Suffolk would love to say welcome and share their love in Jesus with you. It's great to be the Christian family at this really strange time. We're going to look at an amazing passage this morning. We're going to look up at Jesus and fix our eyes on him. We're going to read Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. But before we do that, let's just pray that God would speak to us through his word. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the numerous ways that you've encouraged us and challenged us through your word in the past. And we pray today that you would speak to us about Jesus being superior and help us fix our eyes on him. Amen. I'm going to read to you then Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, who he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven, and so became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. I wonder what's been revealed to you over the last 3-4 months during this strange time of lockdown. Maybe you have discovered some beautiful new walks and cycle rides near your home. We've certainly done that. Maybe you've discovered a lot more jobs needed to be done at home. I've cut my own hair and I've discovered I can cut my own hair. There you go. Got a new skill. But maybe also, and I also have done this, you've discovered new weaknesses, new anxieties, new fears that you have managed to hide and push down during normal life. Because in a time of crisis, in a time of difficulty, we see ourselves as we really are. And so today I'm encouraging you and I'm encouraging myself. God is encouraging us and calling us to fix our eyes on Jesus. You see, it's easy to look back at the past and think, well, if the government had done that, we wouldn't have been in this situation. What's happening? Why is it happening? It's easy to look forward to the future and think, how on earth are we going to really get out of this? What on earth does the future hold? It's easy to look inside ourselves and think, how am I going to cope with all this? So it's easy to look at the problems and they can become overwhelming. But Jesus calls us to fix our eyes on him. And so we're going to look at Jesus. We're going to look at how he is superior and supreme to all others. And the book of Hebrews is totally about how Jesus is supreme. It goes through chapter after chapter. Jesus is better than the law. Jesus is better than the priests. Jesus is better. Jesus is better. And I encourage you to read it because you'll be really blessed by it. But even in these first 3 verses, we see Jesus as the climax, the ultimate one. He is the heir of all things. He is the creator through whom God made the universe, we read in verse 2. He's the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. And we'll think about that in a moment. He sustains everything. Each day that you get up and take a breath, God is sustaining you and the whole of creation. Jesus is the one who purifies us. He is majestic and superior, and we give him praise. In the PowerPoint I produced, I hope you might be able to see that my son, who's just been 30, looks very similar to my husband when he was 30. There is a great likeness. But although Tim and Sean are very similar, they look alike, they are not exact. But the Bible tells us here that Jesus, the Son, is the exact representation of God's being. Jesus doesn't resemble God. He is God. He is the exact representation of God. He reveals God to us. He shows God to us perfectly. So Jesus is superior to all other ways of showing us God. There are many and they're great, but they are inferior to Jesus. Jesus is superior to every other way of showing us God. He is like the radiance of the rays of the sun. So what the rays of the sun are to the sun. He is the image, the wax seal to the ring. He is the purifier, the one that gets rid of the dross, and the gold shines through and we see God as he really is. Jesus shows us God. And because of that, Hebrews calls us to fix our eyes on him, on Jesus. The author of Hebrews tells us to do it twice, and we need to hear the message. First of all, in chapter 3, verse 1, therefore, brothers and sisters, who share in our calling to follow Jesus, fix your thoughts on Jesus. And then again in chapter 12, verse 2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Why do we need to be making sure that our eyes are fixed on Jesus? Well, it is because he alone is worthy of that. We can fix our eyes, our worship, our attention on other things and other people, but only Jesus is truly worthy of worship and of our full attention. If we go into a king's presence or to the queen's presence, you don't turn your back on them. You know, you approach them and you would bow. And then if you left, you would walk backwards. You don't turn your back on the majesty. And the same is true of Jesus. You know, he is worth greater honour than anybody else. And so our lives, our eyes, our minds, our whole being must be fixed and focused on him, because nobody else deserves our full attention, only Jesus. Jesus deserves it because he is worthy. In chapter 3, verse 3, it says, Jesus has been found of greater worth and greater honour than anyone else. He also deserves our attention because he sets us free. This is a beautiful promise in chapter 2, verse 15. It says, Jesus sets free all those whose lives are held in slavery by the fear of death. And over the past few months, I think that encapsulates all of us, doesn't it? We have all been held in fear over the fear of death as a slave. But Jesus is the only one that can set us free from that. Because he alone has beaten death, because he alone has died on the cross and come back to life, he can beat death and set us free from that fear, because he can give us true joy. One of my favourite Christian writers is Tim Keller. He's a great writer. Read his books if you get the chance. But a month ago, he discovered that he had pancreatic cancer. And he put on his Facebook account prayers. He said, please pray for my family. Please pray for my healing. Please pray for my writing at this time. But also, he said, I want you to pray this prayer. And he wrote it out, and I've written it out for you on the PowerPoint. Please pray that I might run the race set before me with joy, because Jesus ran an infinitely harder race for joy with me. What a prayer. What a powerful prayer. He says, because Jesus ran his race, which was infinitely harder, and he ran it for joy, and he did that for me, then let's be the prayer that we would run our races, we would live our lives with joy,
because we want to glorify Jesus. So God's challenge to us today, as we approach this new time of life, a new normal, as we leave maybe the security of our homes and go back into the world, but in a sensitive and careful way, our challenge is to keep our eyes on Jesus. Always, in lockdown, in normal life, in new normal life, fix your eyes on Jesus. And let's pray that in all circumstances, we might follow him with joy. And let's pray, finally, that the Holy Spirit would make us all more like him. I'm going to have a time of reflection now. You might want to close your eyes. You might want to look upon a flower or the garden. Please imagine that Jesus is with you. Jesus, you know our struggles. You know our struggles over the last 3 or 4 months. And you know our struggle today as we now approach a new time of going out into the world and yet being careful and alert as to this pandemic. And you know that we are full of anxieties and fears and worries about the future. And we thank you, Lord, that what you have revealed about us over the last few weeks. But Jesus, what we want to praise you for is what you reveal about yourself through Hebrews. That you are superior, that you are supreme, that you are the exact representation of God, that you reveal God to us. And so we pray that you would set us free from all anxiety, from all fear of the future. That you would fill us with your Holy Spirit and you would enable us to fix our eyes on you. In Jesus' precious name we ask. Amen. Amen. May God bless you as you fix your eyes on him. And may he bless all of us throughout East Anglia as we go out into the world to share his love. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We thank you, Carol, for the encouragement and challenge you have given us today. It has been great to hear you again, and we look forward to actually seeing you again at Stoke Green at some point in the future. As Ian continues his break, next week we will have the privilege of hearing Leanne Whale preaching, and we look forward to hearing what God wants to say to us through her next Sunday online at 10:30. Coffee and chat is available for everyone who has access to Zoom at 11:45 this morning, and we look forward to seeing several of you on there in a little while. So as our service draws to a conclusion, we have been reminded today that with our eyes fixed on Jesus at all times, it is only he who is worthy of our worship, our honour and our praise, because he is the only one who can set us free from fear, from our sins, from death. And so we sing, I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you, O Lord, and I will not be shaken. Lord Jesus, you are worthy of every song.
Of every song.